Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Mickey Badlamenti, discipleship pastor here at Rock Point Community Church. Our goal in the messages we share is to consistently present God's truth in ways that will challenge you, bring you new perspective, and ultimately lead you into closer relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Wherever you're listening from, we hope this message encourages you in your faith. We also welcome you to visit us anytime you're in the Detroit area. Our Sunday services are at 9 and 11 a.m. and include a full range of children's programs, as well as a ministry specifically for children with special needs. Find us on Facebook or visit our website at rockpoint.org for more information.
All right, I want to welcome you here today. My name is Randy Tomko. I'm lead pastor here at Rock Point, and you might have noticed that we are in the midst of our summer schedule. We do a few things differently around here, and one of those is that we have various guests in. Now, we are a non-denominational church, but we have been associated with a fellowship of churches for over 30 years entitled Messenger Fellowship, and a lot of good friends from that. And as a result, really, anyone we have on our platform as a guest speaker, musician, whatever else, are all personal friends. They're all people that we have known for a long time. We know their character. We know their nature. And one of those is with us today. Steve is an amazing vocalist. He is a worship pastor. He has written, recorded numerous songs and music. And we're very pleased to have him here from Philadelphia, before that by way of Nashville. And we've known each other probably 10 plus years, maybe 15 or more, probably closer to 20 at this point. And so he is with us here today. And so the entire conversation today is going to be a time of worship, as well as his personal songs. Mr. Steve Garrett.
How's everybody doing? It is so good to be here with you. Thank you, Pastor Randy, and just the whole team. Jacob, come on, man. So good to be with you. Thanks for the guitars. Appreciate it. I'm just going to bring them home with me, if that's all right. You don't mind, do you? Okay. Tao, all the production team, thank you, all of you guys. We're just glad that we could be together. And how many of you are grateful for the gift of music? Wow, I mean, what a gift. And having been a musician and a worship artist and a creative pastor for many years, I just get the wonderful privilege of not only doing music for the God's glory, but also equipping and discipling other people to do the same. That's a real passion of mine, is to really help creatives discover that everything that they have is a gift from God, first of all, who is the OG creator. and then... that we are to, when we do it for his glory, man, I mean, what can happen with what we yield to God? And so I want to share some songs that just been, God's dropped in my heart and over the years. And this is one, this first one is kind of forms a little bit of a theme for us this morning. I want to focus on just the joy of following Jesus and what a difference he makes in our lives, right? This song is just kind of meditates on that. I recorded this a couple years ago on one of my records, and it just talks about what a difference Jesus makes. Is there anybody in this place? And it's just good to see the 11 o'clock service. You guys are all alive. Let's go. Does anybody think that Jesus has made a difference in your life that you just not be shy about? Come on, right? Yeah, that's right. It's so important. And you know, following Jesus means I don't just make a one-time decision. I keep following him every day. And that means that we have to just every day, like Jesus said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and just follow. Oh, and the life that happens when you do. And I would think, I said this first service, I'm going to try it out on you guys. I feel like it's going to go really good. I think that Michiganders are probably really good at the idea of repentance. Do you know why? It's because you're used to doing so many U-turns. Dude, I have never done as many U-turns in a 24-hour period as I have just this weekend alone. Your roads. I just, you know, congratulations on that. But it's very nice, all the median strips. I wanted to be over there. You'll have to go 3 miles and just say, turn it around. But you know, the way to follow Jesus is you keep turning to him, right? Just keep saying, God, you know, if you got anything that God needs to just change, just ask him to continue to do that. That's why a part of the Lord's Prayer, a huge part of the Lord's Prayer is just forgive us today. Lord, forgive me my trespasses and as I forgive those who have trespassed against me, right? And I just think that living that lifestyle of continually turning to God is where the freedom is. Amen? He makes all the difference. I don't want to take you for granted. I don't want to be out here stranded without your presence. Deep down in my heart, you know I want you to lead. But sometimes it's your Holy Spirit I grieve. I don't want to take you for granted. Please forgive me. That's the U-turn. Could you take this life and let it be more of you and less of me? You promised that you'd never leave. And right now that's good enough for me. Jesus, you make all the difference. Ooh. Go in reverse this time, I can slip and fall. Swerving just to miss your signs, I could hit a brick wall. I don't wanna take you for granted. I don't wanna be out here stranded. Would you take this life and let it be more of you and less of me? You promised that you'd never leave. And right now that's good enough for me. Jesus, you make all the difference. At the end of my road, I'm losing control. I admit I don't know. Broke down at the crossroads of life. In the moment I cry, you are here by my side. So take this life and let it be all of you for all of me. You promised that you never leave, and that'll always be enough for me. Jesus, you make all the difference. Ooh, Jesus, you make all the difference. Hebrews chapter 13 says, Jesus is the same yesterday and forever. I'm so grateful for the constancy, his faithful love. Amen. When everything's broken, I call your name. 'Cause everything changes, but you're still the same. It doesn't really matter now, 'cause I've got you. This world gets crazy, but you're still true. Ooh. Ooh. Yesterday I heard about what you did. Then the day I heard that you still forgive. I guess in tomorrow will be like today. Oh, 'cause everything changes, but you're still the same.
And after all this time, you are the only constant in my life. I'm fixing my eyes on you. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever the same. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever the same. Hey, hey. On and on and on and on, your love goes. And the end of it, I'm sure no one knows. If there's such a place called the ragged edges of grace, oh, even out there, I'm sure I still see your face. And after all this time, you after all these wars, your love's the only thing I know for sure. I'm fixing my eyes on you, Lord. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever the same. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever the same. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever the same. You're still the same, yesterday, today, forever the same. You're still the same, forever the same.
Hey, hey. Woo! All right, all right. You know what? I didn't do this for the first one. I'm gonna try this for just a second. Do you want to hear a song? Okay. Hang on, just 1 second. It's a miracle. I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. I'm going to switch back. I wanted to do this anyway, just for this one. This is a little bit of a sentimental moment, but summer is a great time. This is a summer series. I decided that summer, when a lot of people get married, did you know in my family, we just had 3 weddings all in like 6 weeks' time, less than that, maybe 4 weeks' time, and I officiated 2 of them. We were in Texas and Tennessee and then back in Pennsylvania. It was crazy. And my wife and I are going to celebrate our anniversary coming up, but does anybody have any wedding anniversaries this summer? Come on, just lift your hand, be proud. Come on, give me some noise. Let me hear you, all you married folk. All right, this is good. All right. This is a little love song. Are you ready? But this is one I was like, when my wife and I were coming up on our 25th wedding anniversary, which is crazy to think. And I was like, well, I don't have enough money to take her on that worldwide cruise that she wanted to do. So I wrote her a song instead. It was much cheaper. Okay. I love you, honey. She's probably watching the live stream. Hi, baby. Okay. Anyway, I thought I would try this song. I recorded this song as a gift to her, and I was like, what am I gonna write? And I don't know if you guys ever saw this movie. There was a movie that came out a number of years back that, do you wanna get that? I'm just kidding, okay. So it's fine, you can do it, we'll wait. All right, I'm just playing with you, all right. It's probably my wife calling and saying, don't do that song. Anyway, so I was like, she's still mad about that cruise. Like, I'm gonna do it, all right, I'm gonna do it. We're taking a love offering at the end of this, I'm just kidding, we're not. So anyway, so I was like, what am I going to write? And there was this movie that had come out, and it was a great movie with Matt Damon called We Bought a Zoo. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was like this little, cute little movie. And I just remembered how cool it was, him telling his kids about the first time he met his wife. And he's like, you just need 15 seconds or 20 seconds of courage to be able to say hello to the most beautiful woman in the world. And I thought, you know what? I remember when that happened to me. My wife had heard from her college friends that there was a cute guitarist. I like that part. It was like a cute guitarist, a cute guitarist that was playing guitar at worship. And that's not the only reason to come to church. Please don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that she came and we met after church. And I remember just working up the courage to say hello to this wonderful woman. And I'm glad I did. And this song is called Saying Hello to You.
Never say hello. You never say goodbye. If you never risk your heart, you never really love until you try. No, you never fall down. If you never get up. You live your life regretting, so get it while the getting can be found. If you and I believe that something's worth fighting for, and nothing's gonna last but only love endures. If it's the last thing I do, I won't regret saying hello to you. Now I'm holding your hand on a first date, and now we're kneeling at the altar. You're my rock, you're my Gibraltar every day.
Wow, that was fast.
You can pack a lot of life 25 years, the babies and the smiles, the laughter and the trials and the tears. Cause you and I believe that something's worth fighting for, and nothing's gonna last but only love endures. And there is a higher love, so we're looking above. A higher love, so we're looking above. And I never will, no, I never will, I never will regret saying hello to you. Oh, yeah. Saying hello to you, baby. Ooh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
All right, well, happy anniversary to all you lovebirds out there. Try a song, a new song. Are you ready? You look like wonderful little guinea pigs. Are you ready? This is a song. It's a new song, and you know what it's called? You'll never guess. It's called New.
Sometimes I'm haunted by the failures in my life. I can't let that define me. Sometimes I find it hard to forget the past. Guess I'm needing some reminding. You're doing something new. You're doing something new. You remind me to pay no mind to the former things. You're right on time and you're about to spring up brand new. You're doing something new. You remind me to pay no mind to the former things. You're right on time and you're about to spring up. The battles you fought and won, the things that you have done only serving to remind me. Oh, you're saving the best for last. And before I ask, in your perfect sense of timing, you're doing something new. You're doing something new. You remind me to pay no mind to the former things. You're right on time and you're about to spring up brand new. You're doing something new, God. You remind me to pay no mind to the former things. You're right on time and you're about to spring up. Cause nothing is impossible and nothing is unfixable. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't use. Your power's uncontainable. Your love is unconditional. There's no one that's unreachable. I believe you're doing something new. Yeah, something new. Oh, yeah. You're doing something new. Clap. You're doing something new. You remind me to pay no mind to the former things. You're right on time and you're about to spring up brand new. Yeah, you're doing something new, God. You remind me to pay no mind to the former things. You're right on time and you're about to spring up. Yeah, right on time and you're about to spring up. Right on time and you're about to spring up. Dude. Oh yeah. This is a big jam out. All the band, you see that? They're all just rocking along.
Big finish.
All right.
There is a one of Jesus' disciples that is I've just always been a fan of. I mean, I love all the disciples. I mean, they're all good. Don't get me wrong. But I really dig Peter. How about you? You know, imagine, I mean, Peter was good. And then, of course, Doubting Thomas, he got a bad rap too, I feel like. You know, he never kind of dropped that doubting part. He's going to be like, hey, I came around. But Peter is such a good example of someone who just kept following Jesus. And that's my encouragement to all of us today is keep following him. He's worth following for a lifetime. And that's where the life is. And he was the one who, you know, in Matthew 16, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Where else can we go? Another part. Where else can we go? Only you have the words of life. Do you believe that? And I just want to encourage you. I have a scripture memory for you today. Are you ready? Yeah. It's not John 11:35. That's Jesus wept. You already learned that one. We're doing a different one. And this is from John chapter 12. I love this, man. John 21, verse 12. And this is so cool for all of you breakfast lovers out there. You're really going to like this scripture. Are you ready? Because I'm a big breakfast fan. Come and have breakfast. Jesus. That's what he says right there. He says, come and have breakfast. And the story was, When Peter had denied Jesus, you remember this story, you know, following Jesus, but then all the other disciples left, and then he was watching kind of from afar while Jesus is being tried, and he denies him, and it says that afterward that he was so grieved that he went away and wept bitterly, and I'm sure the kind of rejection felt, oh, you know, Jesus, I kind of, at the moment you needed me most, I denied that I knew you. And Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he goes to Peter. He shows himself to Peter and the disciples. But Peter, he has a special encounter with Peter there on the beach at the Sea of Galilee. And he makes breakfast for them. And that's really cool. And he asks Peter this question, do you love me? I think that he was not only restored, but he was forgiven
and kind of recommissioned to following Jesus, which he did so powerfully for the rest of his life till he gave his life for the Lord as a martyr. You read about that in Acts and then, of course, in the rest of church tradition, that he was martyred in Rome. But what a man of God. And, you know, that story was so inspiring, just the life story of Peter. I thought, you know what, I'd love to write a story, a song about him. And so I did that. And this is a song I haven't recorded yet either, so I hope you enjoy it. It's called Another Side. And I'll go into another song, which is a prayer song that I wrote. And it is a song called the Jesus Prayer, Kyrie Eleison, which means, Lord, have mercy. And there's a couple of prayers in Scripture that form this prayer that actually some church traditions actually prayed this as a prayer on a regular basis. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And based on a couple of different passages in Scripture where the publican prayed that, the blind man prayed that, and praise God for his mercy. How many of you are grateful for that? I think Peter is grateful for that. I'm grateful for the inspiration that we have. And may the Lord have mercy as we continue to follow him. And may we continue to just trust in him as the one who is the only one who can really feed us what we need. Amen? He is the bread of life. This is a song on another side. I was swimming in emotions, staying up all night, working for a living, but it felt more like a fight. But the end of my frustration came as the sun began to rise, when I heard you say, there is another side. Counting all my blessings, you're paying all the price. If you're asking me to follow, I would gladly give my life. No more hesitation, you've captured me in every line, when I heard you say, there is another side. There is another side. And I will follow you, 'cause your every word is life to me. The miracles that I've seen, I'd be a fool to get up now and leave. But that little bit of pride in me is being sifted like wheat. I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't prayed for me, 'cause you said I would deny you. Then I heard the rooster crow. I guess I'm capable of hurting the one I love the most. And now you're asking me these questions, even though I think you know that I love you, I love you, I really, really love you. Help me follow you wherever you may lead. And if I lose my life, I gain eternity. 'Cause there is another side. You'll be on the other side. And I will follow.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, you gave your life. Have mercy, all my sin was paid, on your broken body laid. Have mercy, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy on me. But now I'm found, to me your grace bound, and mercy, your mercy, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Sing it with me. Thanks so much, guys. I want to bring the band back. Can we give it up for the band? Come on back, guys. We're going to do another song. So we have this songwriting collective, Messenger Music, and we've been writing, a bunch of us. Jake's a part of this collective. It's so incredible. We've all gotten a chance to write on songs together the last 2 years, and we ended up picking some of our favorite songs that we've captured over a couple different gatherings with our writing collective, and we ended up recording in Nashville this past March at the Messenger Conference, and it was incredible, this live recording. And so there's going to be some songs coming out, including this one right here that I got a chance to write with a couple other wonderful folks. And this song is called Thank You. Here's my hallelujah. Somebody say thank you. All right, so here's what I want to do. This is kind of a all involvement. Are you ready? Plus, you want to stretch a little bit. So let's stand up to our feet, because we're going to do this song in this key. You like that? All right, here we go. It's kind of very mysterious. All right. So it goes like this. We're going to teach you just the chorus. It's real simple. It goes like this.
Thank you is gonna be the first thing that I do. Oh, oh, oh.
That's very important that you do that part, okay? It's that, it's like the hook. Can you just work with me, people? All right, are you ready? So, oh, oh, oh.
Thank you. Here is my hallelujah.
Sing that again. Here we go.
Thank you. It's gonna be the first thing that I do. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here is my hallelujah.
Wow. You guys are amazing. Oh my gosh. Did everybody study music here? This is great. All right, here we go. Ready?
New every morning is your amazing grace.
All right.
I can't imagine where I'd be if I'd never been saved. You showed forgiveness when I was a hot mess.
How about you?
Your kindness was leading so I could repent. I've never known a love like this, as far as east is from the west. You forgive, choose to forget. So today and every day, I thank you. It's gonna be the first thing that I do. Your goodness and mercy are chasing me down.
Thank you, Lord.
Hopelessly lost, but now that I found, yeah, I've got a reason to shout.
Here we go.
Because I'm building this house on your solid ground.
Hey.
Never known a love like this, as far as east is from the west. You forget, choose to forget. So today and every day, I thank you. Sing the choir. It's gonna be the first thing that I do. Don't you get shy on me, stop your soul.
I said his voice was half decent. You got to give him that. Actually, you just experienced, to me, for my viewpoint, one of the greatest songwriter, singer, worship leaders in the church today. That is not why he's here with us, though. It's not just his expertise and giftedness in instrumentation or in vocals. But Steve has, in my view, one of the most joyful, passionate and humble attitudes in his craft. And you leave here today, I believe, not just impressed with what he or the band or what was brought here, and especially if you're a visitor, but what you hopefully heard in all this was a real desire to see the name of Jesus Christ lifted up. If you missed that, I don't know where you were. I really don't. That's what we're about. We continue on next Sunday. There's the picnic following this. Feel free to do that. But I would like to, right now, if you know, Steve took time away from his family, his church's ministry, to come here this weekend and be with us. I'd just like to express appreciation for that, if we could. Anyway. Steve will be around with us afterwards for the picnic as well for a bit. Join us if you can. There'll be those up front here if something particularly you'd like to have prayer for. There'll be those up front here to pray with you if you'd like to come forward. Next week I'm going to be speaking, and there's an issue I want to try to address, a first in a series that'll be intermittent through the next year or so, addressing our own church culture. So you can join us for that if you'd like. Father, we come before you and we give you thanks. And Lord, I do ask right now your blessing upon Steve, upon his family and the ministry in Philadelphia, our mutual friends scattered around the world, Lord God, right now. And we just pray, Father, that as we continue on through this summer, that you continue to strengthen us, guide us, restore us, direct us, teach us, Father. I pray that what we experience here today would continue to echo throughout this week. We commit all these things in your hands, and we pray, Father, your blessing upon the food that those that are staying are about to partake of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.